How do you feel when you have to wait? Do you have a favorite snack like a donut or a cookie or something that you really, really enjoy and you have to wait for it? Well, how does that make you feel? Today we're gonna talk about waiting, and you may just have to smile because it'll take a while. Welcome to Planet CPR, Conserve, Protect, Restore, a place to discover our planet near and far and in our backyard. I am your host, Fledge Fiammingo, and as a safari ranger from South Africa, I love to discover new things about the planet and the creatures that live around us and then share it with others. Even though we might not understand everything like spiders, snakes, and sharks, they are still important to the health of our planet. And discovering something new leads to understanding, and understanding leads to respect, and respect leads to conserving, protecting, and restoring the planet we all share. So grab your thirst for knowledge and discover how we can make a difference today to conserve, protect, and restore what we have left. What is something that you just don't like waiting for? Is it for a game to upload onto a device? Is it sitting in the drive-thru and you just can't wait for those fries and for those chicken nuggets and that wonderful tasty sauce? I don't know about you, but kids cannot wait very long. But I'll tell you a secret, adults can't do it too sometimes. And we kind of get mad because the world that we live in today is a world of instant gratification. And what this means is pretty much anytime we want something, we don't want to wait for it. It happens pretty quickly. We tap the remote control and a movie will load in an instant. Or we open up our phone and we can download something instantly. We can pick up the phone and text message someone instantly, or even call them instantly. But when it comes to things that need time, then sometimes we all fall short and give up before we've even started. Or because we are looking for results right now, sometimes we just give up halfway through because we just don't want to wait any longer. This brings us to the little creature that I want to talk about today. Are you ready to discover some fun facts with Fledge? Here we go, fun facts to learn about the creatures that we share this world with. Shout out, I am ready in 3, 2, 1. One of the coldest places on Earth is the Arctic Circle. Can you say Arctic Circle? Excellent. The Arctic Circle is one of the coldest places on Earth. In the winter, they are recorded temperatures of minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know about you, but that is very, very, very cold. The creature that we want to talk about today is a creature that has no choice but has to wait. This creature living up in the Arctic Circle is called the Arctic Woolly Bear Moth. Yes, a little moth that lives up way north in the frigid cold. Okay, so listen to this. This is absolutely crazy. This is crazy because before the moth can become a moth, it goes through a stage where it is a caterpillar. What do you think is going to happen to this caterpillar when the temperatures reach minus 40 degrees in the winter? Do you think the caterpillar is gonna be all snug and warm? Oh, no way. This is crazy. The caterpillar will actually freeze solid and just stays like that until the summer comes. And then it thaws out again, where it might have a little bit of movement where it can find some things to eat, like the leaves or little bushes that might grow in the summer in the Arctic. And then it will freeze again in the winter and it will wait. Would you like to take a guess how many times it might freeze in the winter and thaw out in the summer? Do you think it might take 1 year? Or do you think it will take 2 years? What about 3 years? Can you shout out 3 years? Anyone want to say 4 years? How about 5 years, 6 years? Well, guess what? The little Arctic woolly bear moth will wait up to 7 years before it has enough nutrition to become a moth. That is quite crazy and quite phenomenal, isn't it? Now that we've learned something new about this crazy little creature that lives in the very, very cold Arctic Circle, this is how we can apply maybe what we've learned today and how you can help by making a small choice today that could make a huge impact tomorrow. And this is what I mean. We live in a world where we want everything to happen now and we just don't want to wait long enough for it to happen. So here is a challenge. Are you ready for the challenge? When you get some time, go ahead and ask a parent or ask a guardian or ask a family member if you could take the challenge of maybe going to a nursery or a home improvement store and go and buy a plant or some seeds that you are going to care for, that's going to attract butterflies or bees or honeybirds to your yard. And the challenge is going to be, if you plant a seed, will you care for it? If you're gonna buy a little plant, are you gonna care for it long enough for it to grow where you can now put it in your yard? And guess what? It's not gonna take 7 seconds, and it might not even take 7 days. It might take 7 weeks for it to grow or even begin growing. So this is not instant gratification. This is for you to accept the challenge of, I'm going to plant a seed today and I'm going to wait. I'm going to smile because it might take a while. And then as everything grows, you can then put it in your yard, put it in your garden, go plant it in the soil and allow it to grow even more. You may need to water it, you may need to look after it, but eventually it's gonna grow into a beautiful, magnificent bush that's gonna make a difference to the creatures that live around you, because the bees are gonna come enjoy it, the butterflies are gonna come enjoy it, maybe even the hummingbirds will come and enjoy it because you've taken the time to wait. And you could even make a choice to ask to plant a tree in your yard and then water it and look after it. And you could make a difference because it could provide shade. It could provide a place for birds to nest. And you've made a huge difference to the creatures around you. And here is some great advice for you. When you decide that you would like to take this challenge and you go to places that sell seeds, that sell trees or sell plants, please speak to someone or do some research with a parent or a guardian and find out what types of trees or plants are supposed to grow in your area. It's sometimes not good just to go and find anything that looks pretty and plant it in your yard. It does far better for the environment and for the creatures around us if you actually take the time to plant trees and plants that should grow in your area. All right, are you ready to make a difference? Can you shout out, "I will make a difference"? Fantastic. And remember, when you are trying to make a difference, you might just need to smile because it will take a while. Can you say this after me? Smile because it may take a while. And you, yes you, could make a small difference today that would make a huge impact tomorrow. I hope that you have learned something great today on Planet CPR to help us all conserve, protect, and restore the planet we all share. Until our next adventure together, this is Safari Ranger Fledge Fiammingo signing off.